Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. And once again, I am just absolutely thrilled. My guest this morning is Santa Claus.
Oh, Rob, it's so great to see you.
Your scheduling just amazes me. You know, I've been exchanging emails for months now with your administrative staff. They didn't give me the slightest clue that it would be you in person.
Oh, Rob. Well, you know, I just love to come down to Sitka the night before the big night. We've had just quite a year this year, but I've got a great staff. He's handled this crisis in just an amazing way. Mrs. Claus and I just couldn't have done it without Blinky at hashtag.blinky.com. I don't know what to call him. I just call him B.
Hi, Rob. It's great to be here. Thank you for having us.
And I can see the strain on Santa's face. Hashtag Blinky at Blinky. You are now Santa's head of IT security. I feel I have a responsibility just as a journalist to just sort of cut to the chase and ask you how bad is it?
Well, as you can hear, this has been pretty much constant. There have been a lot of tears shed. You know, as I'm sure you're aware, earlier this year, Santa had made a statement that he was considering putting a certain world leader on the naughty list.
He deserved it.
You know, we can't really say anything about that at this point, but it seems that there are people within that leader's government who have taken it upon themselves to reach out and access some of Santa's private information.
It's been quite an embarrassment to me and Mrs. Claus.
Gentlemen, I feel I have to ask, for the sake of the public, how extensive are the leaks? I mean, how bad is it? What's the impact been on the internal network up at the North Pole?
We've had to completely just tear the whole thing apart and rebuild it. I would like to just address the nudes for a second, if I could, the leaked Santa nudes that came out earlier this...
Killing my wife.
This morning. There have been a lot of people
Killing
already...
Killing my wife.
You know, people have said, why does Santa have nudes in the first place? That seems inappropriate.
I was young.
Absolutely. You know, it's much more on the onus of these hackers to just not access Santa's private information, and we'd appreciate people not looking at those or just deleting them on their computers entirely, if that would be possible.
How is it possible to authenticate this? I mean,
that's what I'd like to know too, Rob.
I mean, because the moment sensitive material like this is leaked, the internet is flooded with copycat material.
Think of the children, Rob. There were some pictures of me partying before Mrs. Claus and I got together at certain beach parties in Goa and Mykonos. You know, all of us have young indiscretions. Deep massage and dancing has always been an interest of mine, and it was a youthful indiscretion.
And what's been the reaction from the White House?
We've reached out to them several times. We've sent some reindeer over there to try to discuss this with the president, but so far they've been completely silent.
But we want to make sure that everyone knows that the things that you have sent to Santa, your letters, your confidences that you have sent to me, all of the information that we have on all of the children and your parents, all of that has remained top secret.
Top secret. None of that is digital. We don't scan any letters to Santa. That's been a rumor that's been going around. We've not archived digitally any letters so far. So all of those are kept in a candy cane safe.
That's right. That's
deep within the North Pole.
That's right. All of that is just my eyes only, and of course a few of my top elf aides.
So you can assure the public, the listening public, the boys and girls and men and women who might have sent you confidential information regarding their Christmas wishes, that no certain dictator now has his hands on that information.
Absolutely not. We are not negotiating with terrorists, and we are not, unlike certain entertainment corporations, we are delivering presents to James Franco.
James Franco, Seth Rogen, the head of Sony Pictures, all of them will be receiving their presents this year.
We're taking a stand.
I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. I seem to be getting a text right now.
Oh my golly. Wow.
Is it my phone?
I have to say that we're getting some news right now that we've received another wave of hacker attack.
Yeah. Hashtag Blinky, do you know how to get this off my screen and my phone?
You'll have to throw it away. You'll have to throw your phone away.
Is that a picture of me?
Yes, it is. Certainly is.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, she's not going to be happy with that.
Wow.
Well, I was thinner then. Put that in the right light. That's not too bad, really.
We do want to say Santa's very old. He's lived a long, long life. He's an ageless being. And in his life, he's seen and done some things that he might not be proud of that there are documentation of. So please, everyone, keep that in mind when you will assuredly view these pictures that are being leaked currently.
Rob, I don't know what to say. We're going to obviously be going back to the North Pole and assess this new current round of leaks. I just hope that the damage done, people will look at these or not. I'm hoping that you can screen most of this from your children. Think of the children. And remember that the blame here needs to be placed firmly on the North Koreans.
Wouldn't you say this is a distraction to your mission at the North Pole? Is this going to have an impact on Christmas morning?
Absolutely not, Rob. Christmas morning is going to go on as scheduled. We'll be there. Everything will be going off without a wrinkle. Oh, well, just forget I said wrinkle.
I had one question about James Franco and Seth Rogen and Sony Pictures.
Okay.
Without passing judgment on on their decision to make the film that has generated this controversy, you have made it clear that they are getting gifts this year, but you have not said whether they are naughty or nice.
They've had some problems with taste.
Seth Rogen would have been considered nice, and James Franco is currently naughty, but we'll overlook that.
And you feel North Korea has overreacted to this situation?
Rob, take a look at the photos.
Those are fairly damaging pictures.
Just scrub them out of your mind, Rob.
I don't think I'll ever want to eat a coconut again.
I'm never going to want to have my skin exfoliated ever again. No, just picture Santa as you've always known and loved him in the big red suit. Forget the thong, forget the...
We don't even know if they're real. We don't even know. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I want to thank you both for coming this morning. I know you must be slammed. Hashtag Blinky at Blinky is Santa's head of IT security, and Santa Claus is the man who needs
Merry Christmas,
no introduction.
Everyone.
Thank you for having us, Rob.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out.